This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. Alex Jones.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show, fourth hour. Rob Dube is coming up. But again, at the top of the show, we played the Bernie Sanders clip, basically saying that white people don't know what it's like to be poor. And again, this is the continuation of this race baiting. He's obviously pandering to the black vote, because that's mainly in the camp of Hillary Clinton at this point. So Bernie Sanders basically came out and said, white people don't know what it's like to be poor. Again, completely inaccurate. You look at the census figures in America, 18.9 million whites are poor. They qualify as being in poverty. That's 8 million more poor white people than poor black people. It's 5 million more poor white people than those who identify as Latino. So again, that's not saying that Latinos and black people aren't disproportionately poor. They are. But 70% of African Americans aren't in poverty. So many of them were outraged at Sanders for making this implication that all black people are poor. So again, it's another example of this race baiting, and it's completely erroneous. You look at the food stamp recipients. 10% Hispanic, 25% African American, 40% white. Most people on food stamps are white. So again, this is completely inaccurate. It's Bernie Sanders pandering to the black vote. And this ties into a video that I put up on YouTube last week in which I outline how it's great to be racially discriminated against for being white and the fact that I love my white privilege. Here's the video. I love my white male privilege. I love being made to feel collective white guilt for the slave trade, even though whites were the first in the world to end the slave trade. I love being made to feel collective white guilt for the slave trade, even though whites were the first to encourage everyone else in the world to end the slave trade. I love being made to feel collective white guilt for the slave trade, despite the fact that the Islamic slave trade was far more brutal and lasted for much longer. I love being made to feel collective white guilt for the slave trade, despite the fact that the Islamic slave trade murdered over 112 million black people. I love being made to feel collective white guilt for the slave trade, despite the fact that more whites were abducted and enslaved by Muslims than the number of blacks enslaved by whites. I love being made to feel collective white guilt for the slave trade, 150 years after it was ended in the West as a result of the deaths of hundreds of thousands of white males. I love being made to feel collective white guilt over the slave trade, despite the fact that only 1.4% of whites owned slaves compared to 28% of free blacks who owned slaves. I love being made to feel collective white guilt for colonialism, as if white people were the only race to invade and conquer other countries. I love being told I'm a racist when I criticize the violent aspects of Islam, because not all Muslims are violent, and to collectively blame all Muslims is bigoted. While being collectively blamed whenever a lunatic goes on a shooting spree because I happen to share the same skin colour as him. I just love being told I'm a racist for condemning Muslim rape gangs, because not all Muslims are rapists, and to collectively blame all Muslims is bigoted. While being lectured all day not to rape women, and being collectively treated as a would-be rapist because of made-up statistics about a college rape culture that doesn't exist. I love how my white male privilege allows me to be judged collectively while being told I'm a racist for judging other people collectively. I just love my white male privilege. I can't get enough of it. I love how my male privilege entitles me to be 11 times more likely to die at the workplace than a woman. I love how my male privilege entitles me to contribute to 99.9% of combat deaths and casualties. I love how my male privilege entitles me to be 5 times more likely to commit suicide than a woman. I love how my male privilege gives me just a 15% chance of winning custody of my children. And I just love how my male privilege means I'm 3 times more likely to be homeless than a woman. I love how my male privilege means I get more than double the prison sentence than a woman.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands. And it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the frontline of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, everyone, to the fourth hour. This is Rob Dew hosting fourth hour of Overdrive, the Alex Jones Show. Paul Joseph Watson was and Alex were kind of tag-teaming there earlier in the show. And I'm going to talk about the BLM a little bit and what's going on with this Bundy standoff and the what looks like 19 people now have been arrested from an incident that happened coming up on two years now. And also want to talk about something Hillary Clinton said yesterday in the debate. I watched a little bit of it, tweeted out a few things, and one was a big lie that she tweeted out. It's like one of her biggest lies that, you know, I think she told in that debate. and we'll get to that. And also, you guys saw the Bernie baby video earlier about the Bernie baby dying, and I tweeted that out immediately when I heard that because it was right at 4 months, which is when, if you look at the vaccine schedule, that's when you're due to get four different shots, some of which have multiple vaccines in them, multiple viruses, I guess. They're trivalent or hexavalent vaccines. There's that tweet I sent out last night. Hillary, you forgot to mention vaccine makers, absolute immunity. Stop lying. Sent that out last night. And that was echoed by other people. A real popular Twitter guy out there, Tanner's dad, who tweets a lot of vaccine information out, tweeted out pretty much the exact same thing. And it's good to see people were not just taking these comments lightly that Hillary Clinton made, and she was talking about gun manufacturers have absolute immunity. See, the thing with guns is nobody forces you to go buy a gun and then forces you to shoot anybody. They're literally now forcing people to take vaccines. They're forcing it on you. So I hope you took that Bernie baby report to heart, because it is sad when you have a little baby like that. I listened to the newscast of the mother crying on the phone, talking to the reporter how, she has no idea. And I guarantee if she was a hardcore socialist type Democrat person who's voting for Bernie, that she's probably standing in line like the rest of the cattle out there getting their vaccine. So it's sad. It's very sad to see, but that's not happening to my kids. And we're going to get to a BLM report we played on the nightly news on Friday that David Knight voiced over. And if you were here Friday during the fourth hour, Dave and I really broke it down how where all this federal power grab is going, what it's going to lead to. It's going to lead to, you know, more open revolt with the cartridge box. You know, what we're seeing now with Donald Trump is the ballot box revolt, and people hate it. They are pissed off. Now they're calling him a racist, a Nazi, every name. They're just going to keep coming out, and we've got foreign diplomats saying they don't like him. And I think all that is good. The more people hate Donald Trump, the more I'm really beginning to like him. So let's go to that report now, and then I'll go over some of these articles that I have talking about this. All right, let's roll it.
The BLM is back in the news again. This time we hear from a sheriff in Utah who said he'll deputize the entire county, every man, woman, and child if he has to, in order to defend the land rights of local citizens from an occupying federal army. You hear the phrase posse comitatus. And typically we think of the Posse Comitatus Act, which is an act that limits the power of the federal government to use the federal military to enact domestic policy. Think about that. We don't want a military coming into our communities. We don't want soldiers. We don't want martial law. Okay, that's why we have the Posse Comitatus Act. But what does Posse Comitatus really mean? It literally means the power of the county. The sheriff of the county would call a posse. We've all seen the westerns, right? You have the sheriff who was elected, not appointed by some kind of law enforcement bureaucracy, not appointed by some distant federal government that is as far distant geographically as the British government was geographically from the American colonies at the time of the Revolutionary War. So law enforcement was centered around one elected official and some of his permanent deputies. But when something big would happen, they would deputize people and they would create a posse to keep the peace in the county.
We're not taking no more cats on the mountain. I'll deputize every man, woman, and child in that county to stop what's going on.
So how did we get to the situation where the federal government is bullying local citizens to the point where a sheriff has to threaten to deputize the entire county? As a recent article from High County News has pointed out, this is a result of an arms race by the BLM, an arms race on the range. Until 1978, there were no badged BLM agents. At first, there were only 13. They modeled themselves after Park Service Rangers and carried only pistols. 2 years earlier, there had been a Federal Land Policy Management Act of 1976 that granted law enforcement authority to the agency. But it also emphasized that they rely upon local law enforcement. And at first, they cooperated with county sheriffs. But within just a few years, they were seeing heavily armed agents. Chris Hartman, who was hired as a Ranger in 1984, recalls a series of controversial equipment upgrades. Shotguns in the 80s, semi-automatic rifles in 1992, high-powered assault rifles in the early 2000s. Then she left the BLM for the Forest Service, and she saw the same pattern happening there. But she said, still, the sheriffs were ahead of us in terms of weaponry. Is this some kind of an arms race between local law enforcement and federal agents?
In 1996 alone, at least 2,439 new federal cops were authorized to carry firearms. That takes the total up to nearly 60,000. Farah points out that these cops were not only in agencies like the FBI, but include the EPA, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife, the Army Corps of Engineers. Even Bruce Babbitt, according to Farah, wants to arm the Bureau of Land Management. Farah logically asks, when will the NEA have its armed ART cops?
We have to understand that whenever the federal government starts arming itself with high-powered military equipment, they are turning themselves into a standing army, and they will use this against the citizens. As elsewhere in law enforcement, 9/11 changed things. It created a restructuring. Former BLM director Bob Abbey said it created a faction within the agency. And he said, I think in many respects they have become a separate organization. So-called special agents in charge were given autonomy over large regions. The most controversial of these special agents has been Dan Love, special agent for Utah and Nevada. He was a special agent in charge at the Bundy standoff, but he was controversial long before that. His first controversy involved illegal artifact trading in southeast Utah, going back to 2009. In that case, a doctor who was very beloved to the small community that he served was accused of taking an Indian artifact from the land that the federal government claims belongs to them. The item in question was a bead, less than half the size of a dime. The wrongful death complaint by the doctor's family said the BLM agent Love had doubled the value of the item so the charge would rise to that of a felony. And they also said this was retaliation for dismissal of similar charges more than a decade earlier. In Utah, the doctor had been accused by a confidential federal informant. The 60-year-old doctor was swarmed by between 80 and 100 agents in full military array, flak jackets, assault weapons. He was manhandled, handcuffed as he returned home from serving in the community health clinic that he ran. He was taken to his garage, interrogated for 4 hours like a terrorist. He was told that he would lose his medical license, and Agent Love accused him of using garden tools to dig up bodies. The doctor was so distraught by these charges that he committed suicide. The family brought a wrongful death lawsuit against the BLM. The BLM argued that agents have qualified immunity. And a judge eventually dismissed the case, saying the agent's mere presence and proximity to Dr. Red did not create an excessive show of force, even if the agents wore SWAT gear and carried, but did not point, machine guns. Yet the basis for the charges against Cliven Bundy regarding the Bunkerville standoff are that he incited people to carry firearms legally and that the brandishing of firearms alone was a felony threat to federal officers. So what we have here are a set of two different rules. One set for protesters, a completely different set for federal officers. The hallmark of tyranny. But as we're reminded with the recent indictment of Cliven Bundy, special agent in charge, Dan Love, was the center of the Bunkerville standoff. Now even the Clark County Sheriff, Doug Gillespie, friend of Harry Reid, said in interviews with Las Vegas newspapers at the beginning of February that the BLM had lied to him about circumstances of the cattle roundup. Another BLM special agent in charge, Steve Martin, who serves in a different jurisdiction, recalls sitting in the briefing room of Federal Law Enforcement Training Center, listening to the details of a clandestine operation that his agency was planning in the Nevada desert, which would eventually become the Cliven Bundy cattle operation. He characterized the plan as unduly optimistic bravado, and he said, I remember thinking, is this still the BLM? He said, we know there are a lot of people out there who don't like us, and he believes things would not have come to the kind of head that they did if the BLM had worked with and through the local sheriff instead of lying to him about what was going on. But they didn't. They acted confrontationally, high-handed, and now, after 2 years, they have made good on their vendetta and arrested Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy. Garfield County Sheriff Danny Perkins has said, we have absolutely no relationship with the BLM. We've tried. They seem to want to do their own things. They do not respect the authority of the sheriff at all. Another county sheriff, Rick Eldridge, says that rangers pull over citizens without probable cause, even in areas where they have no jurisdiction. They bully ranch hands. They berate tourists for parking vehicles off dirt roads. And they illegally close roads. Federal officers refuse to help with search and rescue. When they do, they get in the way, he says. So this is what brings us to the point where Paiute County Sheriff Marty Gleave says, we're not taking it anymore. I'll deputize every man, woman, and child in the county to stop what's going on.
I'll deputize every man, woman, and child in that county to stop what's going on.
For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
Going on, people are pissed off, which is why you see the rise in Trump. That's it, right? And you know, Ted Cruz for the more conservative base out there, and people voting for Bernie Sanders. These are anti-establishment characters overall, and that's why you see it coming. Now, I'm going to take some phone calls coming on the next segment. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Call in now. Let's talk about this. So far, 19 people have been arrested, rounded up essentially in 6 different states, as we're reporting on InfoWars.com. For what? Standing up for themselves? We'll be back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Your own personal Jesus.
Someone I truly believe this
someone who can
is showing the federal government thinks they have unlimited power over the people. What kind of government do we have? Those are the words of Carol Bundy after her husband and sons were arrested and others have been arrested for basically sticking up for a landowner and his rights to graze his cattle over this overreaching BLM. And if you just listen to the report that David Knight or watch it at Infowars.com/show, you can see why people are upset, especially out west. Now, you live in a big city. You may not understand how it works out if you own a ranch. There's a lot of land. Sometimes the borders, you don't know where they end, where they begin. People have been using this for a long time. And then you have the federal government suddenly showing up with machine guns going, get out of here. This is our land. And they're not doing anything to protect it. They're not doing anything to save it. Let's look at this tweet. Here's an event coming up in Berkeley. Health Communication Matters webinar series. I was going to talk about that in a second, but I just tweeted it out. Shifting the narrative, the role of social media in public health communications. Yeah, these people are pissed off because people are sharing information on the internet. It's Thursday, March 10th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Let me read. I'm going to bring this over here so I can read it. Social media has made an increasingly important communication channel. Let's see. But authoritative voices of public health officials and physicians are missing or hard to find. Renee, who is this Dr. Renee Desrada, co-founder of the Vaccinate California, a vaccine pusher, will take us into a deeper dive and discuss a discourse surrounding vaccines and how, despite being the minority, anti-vax groups have been leveraging social media. Renee's opposition research can help form public health community experts to better understand the tactics of the opposition. Well, I think everybody should go down to this and tell these people they need to stop lying to people. This is a group that Hillary Clinton basically lied about when she said the gun manufacturers are the only ones that have absolute immunity. No, the vaccine makers have absolute immunity. If your kid gets vaccine damaged, you have to go to a special court where the vaccine manufacturers don't even have to present evidence at all. You have to prove your case beyond a shadow of a doubt. It's stacked. The deck is stacked against them. And here's just a few articles from the Wall Street Journal. Vaccine makers enjoy immunity. One of the little noticed reasons that Wyeth was attractive enough to command a $68 billion price from rival Pfizer is its plan to take over as caddy corps from the White House. This is where the special vaccine courts hears cases brought by parents that claim their children have been harmed by vaccines. This started in the 80s because people were suing the vaccine makers because their children were getting hurt. It started in 1986. And I guess it was President Reagan at the time. That went up under his administration. Coincidentally enough, Nancy Reagan died over the weekend on Sunday, and Alex, coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to have a report from Alex Jones talking about that. But let's go to your calls right now. Jim in West Virginia wants to talk about the BLM property maintenance code. Jim, what's on your mind?
Okay, listen very carefully. I have reason to believe that more property is being stolen with the International Property Maintenance Code. Write it down, International Property Maintenance Code, than the BLM is grabbing. It's been on the books for 15 years. It gets no traction. They can fine you out of your home. The code official is the sole interpreter. Can you say Gestapo? Violations, anything he determines is not in good working order, or anything that he determines is unsanitary condition, a dented gutter, not in good working order in my case, bags of grass clippings, empty pop cans, mosquitoes breed in them, or anything he considers.
You had dealings with these people?
Absolutely, in 2006. Mm-hmm. But at any rate, for whatever reason. You have to look it up. I did a show with Derry Brownfield July 14, 2006. I did one with the Power Hour in 2009. It gets no traction. Now, fines can range for hundreds of dollars a day, and I'm a nervous wreck. I'm sorry, because I've gone through hell ever since I publicized it, and or a month in jail. Every day is a mandatory misdemeanor. Not only that, but the code official, just read it. He can enter your house any time at his convenience, is the way it's written, but he's a sole interpreter of convenience. And not only that, but he can keep you from entering your property. He can have your place torn down at your expense and have liens placed against it. Now, for whatever reasons, there's no insurance that I know of which will compensate you for your losses. Now, here's the deal. It's statewide in Texas, West Virginia. I think West Virginia was the first state they opened up statewide in. But just look it up. Some places they've opened up a city at a time, like Ohio. Okay, and it's been a magnet for all kinds of corruption. I've been a magnet for these stories. People track me down. But for whatever reasons, WWICCSAFE.
Jim, stay there. I'm going to let you finish up after the break, and we'll be right back.
On the march, the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take the children and... As we went went to break, we had Jim in West Virginia talking about code enforcers, which are probably some of the lowest, vilest forms of scum on this planet. They're not elected, but they run around on their petty power trips. I'm going to let him finish up on that one in just 1 second. But remember the Bernie report that we played earlier about the Bernie baby dying? Here's just some of the articles that I put in that report. Could this be driving the epidemic of sudden infant death, or SIDS? You know, it's a syndrome. We don't know how. And doctors, you read the articles, and they don't know how it happens. They don't know anything about this. They're just, Well, here it is. A study published by Current Medicine and Chemistry titled Sudden Infant Death Syndrome Following Hexavalent Vaccination. The fact that the peak age for SIDS is 2 to 4 months, which coincides with the introduction of 11 shots containing 16 vaccines within the immunization schedule. So that would be the obvious first place to look. Would be at the vaccines that they're pumping into these kids at 2 months, 2 days, 4 months. Nah, we don't look there. Well, the vaccine lobby, make sure we don't look there. Here's another one from Current Chemistry. Sudden infant death syndrome following hexavalent vaccinations, a neuropathic study. That's Current Medicinal Chemistry. SIDS plausibly linked to vaccines in 4-month-old baby boy. And this is very sad. These are all sad stories. Warning to parents, hepatitis B vaccine linked to sudden infant death. It's from Mercola.com. So they're out there, and I encourage you to do your research on vaccines before you inject your beautiful little babies out there with them. Do your research. You do not want the same path that happened to the Bernie baby to happen to your kids. We have a flash sale with Silver Bullet, 50% off. One of my favorite products that we sell at InfoWars Life, 30 parts per million, 3 times stronger than most colloidal silver out there. This is your chance to stock up. It's less than $10, I believe, and $9.95. Look at that. I mean, this is your chance. Because once you use it a few times, you realize how useful it is and how wide and variety it can be used in several different ways. You can put it topically. You can drink it, you can inhale it, you can snort it, depending on where your affliction lies. That's what I do. Of course, I would never give out medical advice. I'd just say what I do. But this is your chance to stock up 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com. And while you're there, also sign up for AutoShip. It's a new way to save money because you get 10% off. And let's see this part. Yeah, you choose auto ship as your, there it is, for 10 days, 14 days, 42 days, 60 days. Just pick it out and you don't have to worry about it. It's just there. Boom. And you get 10% off your order. And you don't have to worry about it ever being out of stock because we do set aside enough for auto ship. So we got Weldon Henson back there in the warehouse making sure that your auto ship is available. And without further ado, Jim, finish up. I'm going to go to a couple more calls and then play this Nancy Reagan report. Go ahead. Finish up with what you're saying about the BLM property maintenance code.
Hey, I got two more important points.
All right.
One of which is that it's another spooky thing. It can, according to the International Property Maintenance Code, you got all four words, it can be amended any way they like, which means they change the name in some jurisdictions. So you say, do you have the International Property Maintenance Code? No. The other one is that it is a code. Code, by definition, is evidence of law, not law. A contact of health, two PhDs in law, worked with West Virginia State Supreme Court. He said, if it's not part of West Virginia law, International Property Maintenance Code. And according to my thinking is, I had some official from a major city contact me and say, listen, we're not enforcing it now, but it's designed to roll out as tax revenues decrease.
Exactly. Exactly. As the economy falters, they're going to look for more low-hanging fruit. Could be your property. Could be anybody's property out there. Jim, you got a great radio voice. You should do a couple segments on International Property Maintenance Codes on YouTube and send them to us. We'll play them. I don't know all the legal, this stuff, when I start looking at it, it just makes my head spin. It's just so, it's written to confuse you. It's written for regular people to just go, ugh, I don't even want to deal with it. And then you have one of these code enforcers coming to your door. Jack in Canada wants to talk about BLM on the border. What's on your mind, Jack?
Well, you know, about a year ago, I was just riding down close to the border near Coal Creek Road there, just east of West Pont, and just south of Borderland. I'm just right along the border, and I notice these guys in these white trucks up on the road there, and it just meets right up on the border. And I got up close to say hi, hello, really like. And it wasn't Border Patrol, but it was some other agency. It had I think it was a triangle with green on it, and but they were real nasty. Oh, don't you be crossing the border now, and we got our eye on you, and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like,
You're guilty. You're guilty until proven innocent. That's how these guys are. They really think they're above the law in any way, shape, or form. And, hey, I got Tim in Wyoming and Carmen in New Jersey. You guys hang on. I'm going to get you in the last segment. We got a five-minute segment at the end. We're going to go to this report now. Alex Jones talking about the death of Nancy Reagan.
Yesterday, on Sunday, the 6th of March, 2016, former First Lady Nancy Reagan died of congestive heart failure. And I remember growing up and being politically aware in the 1980s and seeing the abject hatred on television, in Hollywood, and by the so-called left against Ronald Reagan. But the real hatred was reserved for Nancy. Then in high school, I remember, even well after he was out of office, people that hated him so much. And in college, the things they would say and do about Nancy Reagan and about Ronald Reagan. You would think funding the anti-communist Contras was equivalent to the Holocaust. And certainly some bad things were done by the right wing in response to the Contras, who also engaged in incredible atrocities. But what I was getting at is the crimes committed by some of the brass, the Pentagon, and the rest of them, attributed to Ronald Reagan, when you compare them to what Obama and the Bushes and others and the Clintons have done, is nothing. But now we're just desensitized and don't care. But the way the press attacked Nancy Reagan, the way they would trot out adopted children and others who the left had basically co-opted and who they would give book deals to demonize them, was just so crazy, I couldn't ever find the substance. The reason they hated Ronald Reagan was the fact that he was a strong male role model. He was a nationalist. He believed in and loved Americana. And the establishment had tried to block him from getting the nomination and had tried to put George Herbert Walker Bush, the former director of the CIA, in place. And it's famous that at the Republican convention in 1980, they threatened to have a broker convention like they're doing now with Trump, and that they wouldn't let him even have the presidency or the nomination for the Republican Party if they didn't put George Herbert Walker Bush in place. And I've talked to Reagan confidants on and off air. Reagan was not completely all there after he got shot less than a year in office.
Videotape of an incident that took place less than 15 minutes ago at the Washington Hilton Hotel when shots were fired at President Reagan. Here you see the president coming out now. You just have to watch. I don't know if we can hear this or not. There. Shots. God. On the ground, we understand that one Secret Service agent, one, maybe another Washington policeman, who was injured. I can't hear the sound on this.
He was sharp before. He reportedly was given a dose of, quote, cold blood, that when you're given that, basically causes a stroke. And from that point on, he became a semi-puppet of the Bushes. Now, I'm digressing here, but the shooter that shot Ronald Reagan, on record, reportedly, according to the Denver Post and other publications, had dinner days before with members of the Bush family, with some of the sons of the Vice President at the time, George Herbert Walker, Skull and Bones, CIA, Kennedy assassination, Bush. And so anyone who wants to look further into this can simply go out and do their own research. But the reason it's interesting is it reminded me of how much Nancy Reagan hated the Bushes, especially after Reagan was shot. Reportedly, she wouldn't even talk to him unless it was a public function. Did not want them seated near them at state functions, and absolutely hated their guts. And you can just type in Nancy Reagan hated the Bushes. And that's when the real demonization started against Nancy Reagan and against Reagan in the media, was to discredit them in case they had to move against her. And that's why they started calling her paranoid, mean, hateful, crazy, was because she knew what was going on. In fact, here's just one article. Hundreds come up. Daily Mail. Nancy Reagan was jealous of Barbara Bush, thought she and Ronnie were the stars of the White House, and wanted the Bushes to know their place. Biography of H.W. reveals. Now, see, that's their spin. Oh, they were the stars. Well, they were the ones elected. Your husband, who ran for vice president four or five times, couldn't get elected dog catcher. And so they had to force him in there. But they're talking about with Marco Rubio or somebody like Mitt Romney at the convention as the VP. And boy, if Trump does that, he better be looking over his back. So those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. Same thing here. So the Bushes admit what was known, but just spin it. Oh, she didn't want to talk to us. She didn't like us. She didn't want to be near us because she said we're the stars. No, I've read the biographies. I've read countless articles in my 20-plus years on air. She knew you were a pack of scum. And she knew what you did to her husband. So the question was, did Nancy Reagan know, or did Nancy Reagan think that the Bushes had Reagan shot? And the answer is, of course, ladies and gentlemen, if you read the full literature, yes, she loathed them.
More information is turning up tonight about John W. Hinckley, Jr., the man accused of firing the shots. He was arraigned in court in Washington, D.C. tonight. There is no evidence that there was anyone else in conspiracy with Hinckley, that it all appears as though he was acting alone.
So just who is John Hinckley, Jr.? We have reports beginning with Charles Murphy.
Highland Park is one of the richest suburban towns in America. John Hinckley and his family lived in a house that would sell today for around $300,000. Hinckley is barely remembered at Highland Park High School, where he graduated in 1973.
This donut shop near the motel was visited by Hinckley, who reportedly waited for a phone call here each day, even though he had a phone in his motel room. The nature of the calls is not known.
A touch of irony. The young man walking with the elder Hinckley is 30-year-old Scott Hinckley, John Jr.'s brother. He and Vice President Bush's son, Neil, are friends. They had planned to have dinner together in Denver tonight. The plans have been canceled.
So now you know why Ronald Reagan and Nancy Reagan were so loved, but more Nancy after Reagan was under control. You see, ladies and gentlemen, if you look deeper into this, Reagan was reading John Birch Society material. Reagan was learning about the New World Order. He was meeting with Lyndon LaRouche as well, getting that other perspective on high-tech cultures and societies and how to really have an explosive economy. He was a maverick. He was real. He cared about the country. He wasn't perfect. He did some bad things that he thought to fight communism. He gave speeches. There's even newscasts where he talked about the fact that, hey, he's Trilateral Commission, he wants global government, exactly what Barry Goldwater warned of. Bush is a part of that. He's a part of the CFR. They want to end our sovereignty. Well, back then, people weren't as informed as they are now. Now we know about all these different globalists calling for world government, the Pope calling for it. It's out in the open. And that's why they were so scared of Reagan, because he wasn't going along with the treaties. He wasn't going along with the gun control. He wasn't going along with open borders until they shot him. He wasn't going along with the agenda. And so I asked myself when I got up Sunday morning and saw the sad news that Nancy Reagan had passed. I went to InfoWars.com at about 6:30 in the morning and saw the story up there. And I thought, why am I sad for her now? But even when I was at the RNC in 2004, I was kind of turning my nose up at her when she was, you know, grandstanding about her dead husband. But she wasn't grandstanding. So I want to apologize to Nancy Reagan. I want to apologize to Ronald Reagan when they lionized him at the RNC, because those were the corrupt globalists trying to use his good name for their own selves. That's why I was rejecting Reagan and Nancy Reagan. But now that I've studied it more in depth, I realize that they were patriots who tried to save this country, and Reagan almost gave his life for it. And they demonized this poor woman and isolated her and ran incredible psyops against her. And now reading books about the Reagans, both from enemies and friends, when she sat there and kissed his casket and didn't want to leave his casket and the rest of it, she really loved that man. And it's the idea of a man and woman loving each other and humanity loving each other and having value and appreciating good leaders is what's going to save our civilization, our society. Because I thought this morning, I thought nostalgically, I thought, why did I dislike the Reagans so much, even though I've always been a libertarian, paleo-conservative? Why did I still have disdainful thoughts in the back of my mind? And it was because as a child watching Dan Rather and growing up where every night my mom cooked dinner while she watched the nightly news and the Lehrer NewsHour, that I was indoctrinated at a subconscious level. I mean, the hate. And what was it over? How she looked, how she talked, the fact that she looked, you know, that she dressed conservatively. Man, don't you wish people were classy like they used to be? Also back when the breast cancer rate was almost 3,000% lower and bone cancer rates were, and pediatric cancers were, you know, were way lower. Because we really are a poisoned, glyphosated, vaccinated, dumbed down population today. You can say what you want about folks back then, but they were nicer. They were more gentlemanly, they were more ladylike, and they at least were for sovereignty and proud of this country. We have leaders now that want to destroy our sovereignty and sink this nation because they're aspiring to get jobs in the global government. They admit that. Clinton admits he wants to be the head of the UN. Tony Blair, all of them. It's disgusting. Ronald Reagan never wanted to be the next president of the world government. Ronald Reagan fought against that. And that's why they tried to kill him and then tried to keep him drugged up. That's why sometimes he'd come out and would be really on and doing great, and other times he'd come back and didn't seem like he was there. And I've talked to the insiders, folks. They were jacking with him. He never got out of their medical clutches after they shot him there in D.C. I'm going to go ahead and throw the transmission back to the live coverage here on InfoWars Live. Don't believe me? Check out history for yourself, and you'll find out the rabbit hole goes even deeper.
That's right, and I firmly believe the Bush H.W. had three terms as president. First two were with Reagan. So there you have it. We'll be back with your calls. Tim and Carmen, y'all stay tuned. Hang on the line. Infowars.com/show.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June, that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Expand your life with Extendivite.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Attention, citizens. This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he's making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Final segment of this March 7th edition of the Alex Jones Show. This is the fourth hour of Overdrive. You can watch it at Infowars.com/show. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. There's my Twitter handle there, Dues News. The Z is at the end of news. Got two more callers. Tim in Wyoming wants to talk about PC. Actually, yeah, let's go to Tim first. PC culture and Ted Cruz. And then we got Carmen. Let's talk about Trump. Tim, go ahead.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. I'll make this real quick. Now, I wanted to mention Ted Cruz because of his when he said his conservative base, he said Ted's conservatism, and I thought, well, is pseudo conservatism more like it? Because if you
let me tell you this: when I say anything bad about Ted Cruz, all the conservative Twitter hacks come out in full force and attack me. So, but I'm not. I don't think he's a real conservative personally. But go ahead.
Let him attack me instead. But Tim from Wyoming. Okay. They can say it wasn't Rob's fault. He just let Tim run on over him. So anyway. Yeah, I wanted to say, you know, supposed conservatism. If he was a strict constitutionalist, I mean, a real constructionist, he would actually say, I cannot be the president of the United States of America, even though I've been put up by the globalists to be this guy. I cannot be this guy because I was born in Canada, and his mother was registered to vote in Canada, so obviously she was a Canadian citizen when he was born too. So there's another thing. But anyway, I wanted to mention there was a caller from Canada, speaking of Canada, who said something about the border protection people with the triangle and the green emblem, whatever it was. Now, unless I'm mistaken, was Ted Cruz supporting? I think Ted Cruz was supporting the North American Union or the NAFTA superhighway. Am I right?
I'm going to look that up right now. I'm not sure if he was. I don't know if he was in office when NAFTA was rolling around. I just remember. I remember Hillary Clinton was getting hammered about it last night by Bernie Sanders because she does support all these. Heidi Cruz helped write NAFTA, so yeah, I'm sure he does support. He's an advocate of the North American Union. Oh no, somebody asked that. Yeah, his wife is a total globalist. She's a Bush acolyte. I don't know what that makes him. Interestingly enough, I was looking at the Bush family because they're mentioning Neil Bush, and I thought he was the same guy running security at the Twin Towers, and it wasn't. It was Marvin. But they have one of the sisters, Bush sisters, is married to a Koch or a Coke, however you say it. I'm Carmen in New Jersey. You're our tail gunner. You want to talk about Trump?
Yeah, Rob. Hey, how you doing, my brother?
Doing good, doing good.
Awesome, man. I've been trying for years to get on this show. You know, I before I say anything, I want to thank you personally because I had entered the Paul Revere Operation Paul Revere contest, the video contest, and you and David and I played my video on your show. It was Imagination Up in Arms.
Okay. I don't remember that one particularly, but that was a long time ago. We've had so many contests since then, but that was a good one. I really do. The one that really sticks out in my mind is the one that where Michael Moore got waterboarded. And but yeah, we had some great entries for that Paul Revere contest. So you must have made it to, like, the semifinals at least, I guess, if we played your video live. So I'm going to go, what was it called again, Imagination?
It was Imagination Up in Arms. It's a music video with the police brutality. And you
okay.
Keep going. You even started talking about that you had Global Love Cop and you had your own band stuff. I'm still waiting to hear some of that stuff.
Yeah. Now I remember. We did have a song called Global Love Cop, which was inspired by Alex Jones dressing up as a Global Love Cop. We're all inspired by Alex Jones. He's a total badass. Thanks for joining us on Infowars.com/show, Alex Jones Show, the websites, PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.com. We'll see you tomorrow and tonight for the nightly news.
You are listening to GCN.
Infowars Nightly News, David Knight hosting.
GCNLive.com today.